Energy Council, Biden's drilling ban on federal land killing American jobs and energy independence in struggling economy. By Penny Starr on January 27, 2021. The CEO of the American Exploration and Production Council said in a statement Wednesday that President Joe Biden's plan to ban drilling leasing on federal land is killing American jobs and emergency independence in an economy struggling from the coronavirus pandemic. Penalizing the oil and gas industry kills good-paying American jobs, hurts our already struggling economy, makes our country more reliant on foreign energy sources, and impacts those who rely on affordable and reliable energy, and Bradbury said. We want to be partners in our nation's economic recovery and growth. The council reports that for the first time energy production is made in America, by America's workers, in American communities while exceeding demand, as past figures confirm. The council said banning domestic production on federal land will not reduce demand for oil and gas but just make the U.S. reliant on foreign sources. It elaborated. Less production domestically means importing more oil and gas from less regulated, unstable nations. When the federal government works with states and companies to ensure safe and environmentally protective oil and natural gas production, the results are good-paying jobs and resources states need for vital services like public education and health care. According to the International Energy Agency's IEA, Sustainable Development Scenario, which assumes in its analysis that every country meets their commitments in the Paris Climate Accord, the world will still get almost 50% of its energy from oil and gas in the year 2040. The Council pointed out the U.S. is a leader in environmental stewardship. Since 2010, the U.S. shale revolution saw natural gas production nearly double, while U.S. total energy-related CO2 emissions declined significantly. In 2019, as a result of fracking and increased natural gas production, the U.S. reduced CO2 emissions by 140 million tons, the largest reduction of any country according to the International Energy Agency. Because of fracking, U.S. emissions reductions have outpaced the rest of the world. According to the EPA, from 2005 to 2018, total U.S. energy-related CO2 emissions fell by 12%, while global energy-related emissions increased nearly 24% during this period. Methane emissions from oil and natural gas systems are down 23% since 1990, according to the 2020 edition of EPA's inventory of U.S. greenhouse gas emissions and sinks. Bradbury said because of the U.S. energy achievements it can help other countries meet their goals to protect the environment. This should be an opportunity for American companies to help other countries meet their climate commitments, she said. The approach the administration has taken so far, however, is counter to their stated goals of reducing emissions and addressing the global climate crisis. Meeting the dual challenge of global climate change and providing affordable and reliable energy with innovative solutions and technological advancements requires participation by the American oil and gas industry, the council said in an email distributed to the media. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter or send news tips to star@breitbart.com.